The assembly has already approved over $4 million toward utility and mortgage assistance. The remaining $9.5 million in federal coronavirus relief money will be divided up like this. $5 million will go to grants for local businesses and nonprofits. $2.5 million will go toward new city-funded programs, around $500,000 for Sitka schools, and $1 million towards city mitigation costs like remote work laptops, equipment, and converting city bathrooms and water fountains to be hands-free. How much grant money businesses receive depends on revenue. For example, a business making under $100,000 a year is eligible for a $2,500 grant. Businesses making more are eligible for more, and so forth. City Administrator John Leach said there is an option in the application for business owners who object to the amount of money they qualify for.
A business can claim that they're not able to capture the scope of their services accurately through the application, so they would like to come forward to the assembly in public session and request awarding at a higher level. So that will be an option available.
The $2.5 million for new city-funded programs is divided up into a few sections. $500,000 for childcare, $200,000 toward food security, $300,000 for mental health, $750,000 for housing support, and $750,000 for a city transitional employment program to hire unemployed people to work on projects in Sitka. The childcare money could go towards subsidies for childcare facilities, but could also be used to build capacity in Sitka, which had a shortage of available childcare before the pandemic. During public comment, Margaret Hart said the capacity building was what she was most hopeful for.
Hope that they will keep in mind the vast potential of in-home daycares, especially in our state, which allows small capacity home care without requiring licensure. Incentivizing in-home daycare could go a very long way to help curb our child care crisis.
The assembly struggled to reach consensus as members reviewed the $14 million budget. Member Richard Ween said he wasn't happy with parts of it.
I feel like I am something out of an Ian Fleming novel entitled Dr. No. And I'm going to vote no on this, not because I disagree with the whole thing, but because philosophically there are certain things that I feel just have not been adequately thought about.
Member Kevin Knox, who's on the working group that built the budget over the last month, asked what it would take to get him to vote yes. Ween said increasing the food security funding by at least $1 million. He also wanted more information about the transitional employment program and further exploration of the possibility to support Sitka's unhoused population with CARES funds. Member Kevin Mosher, who's also in the working group, urged a yes vote on the budget as is to keep the process moving forward.
Yes, it's not perfect. Yes, we don't have all the details, but we are making a plan based on loose assumptions. And we were given this money. It's not ours. We didn't earn it through tax revenue, but this is the best we can do with the limited time we have and the limited resources to gather this information.
Mayor Gary Paxton worried that if the budget didn't pass, it would slow things down too much. CARES Act funds must be spent before the end of this year.
I am really concerned that if we screw around too long, we're going to lessen the ability for us to get applications in and dispense money. That's my concern.
After more deliberation and when it looked like the vote would split, Ween changed his mind. Valerie Nelson, however, did not.
I appreciate all the hard work by the subcommittee and the working group, but I'm just not ready to be a yes on this.
The budget passed 4-1 with Member Nelson opposed. It's still not set in stone. Each budget category will come before the assembly as an individual ordinance when the group meets again on July 14th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.